News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says work to rectify the ventilation problem at the Cornwall Regional Hospital is to get underway shortly. He says the ministry has received bids to provide design work, adding that these are being considered.
And a provider of the service will be selected, at which point they'll be given a week or two to mobilize, and then we go straight into actually doing the work. So I think we're making some progress. We have received also the PAHO report on the issues there as it relates to the contaminants.
Operations at the main building of the Cornwall Regional Hospital have been scaled down to facilitate cleaning and renovation while safeguarding the health of staff and patients. Several services have been relocated to temporary facilities on the hospital compound and nearby locations in recent weeks. The ministry has also moved some clinical services to neighbouring hospitals. There has been an 82% reduction in the number of Jamaicans denied entry into Trinidad and Tobago over the last year. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Camina Johnson-Smith, notes that since the start of the year, only one formal report has been received from a Jamaican national who was denied entry into the Twin Island Republic. This matter, she says, has been brought to the attention of the Trinidadian authorities for the necessary investigation.
This is a great success. It has required work between the government of Jamaica and the government of Trinidad and Tobago. It has required work by our mission in Trinidad, and it has required work by our team here. They have actively been educating people about travel within CARICOM, within the CSME, ensuring that persons can take the decisions they need to take in order to ensure that they have a positive experience when they travel.
Senator Johnson-Smith was addressing journalists at the ministry's quarterly press briefing in Kingston last Thursday. Parish councillors are to receive funds to carry out social assistance and welfare programs in their divisions. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the move is geared at empowering elected representatives to be more responsive to the needs of people in their divisions.
$400 million will be made available for indigent and social housing assistance, education, and funeral grants to elected representatives. $115 million will be devoted to a special fund to assist councillors to respond decisively to victims of fires and other disasters in their division.
Mr. McKenzie adds that each councillor will be able to access $500,000 per year to provide needy constituents with housing assistance grants. $1.7 million will also be made available to each local authority to assist with educational grants, and $1.5 million will be made available for the provision of funeral grants. And the government is to implement a new amnesty for motorists who have accumulated unpaid traffic tickets. Transport Minister Mike Henry says this will be done before the new Road Traffic Act comes into effect.
However, the order to offer motorists the opportunity to enter this new phase with a clean slate will be allowing for a period of amnesty during which outstanding traffic tickets can be paid without the accumulation of points and other related penalties.
The updated Road Traffic Act will repeal and replace the existing Road Traffic Act of 1938 and will establish new road traffic offences as well as provide increased penalties for current offences. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
See it, boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your noise. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.